with you talking about my recipes in You Can Cook Too. This is a very simple recipe, and I don't know if you've ever cooked it. You know, I don't know how interested in cooking you are, but maybe this is one you've tried. Anyway, I'm going to share it with you, because if you haven't done it, I really encourage you to do it. I'm sure you often have people around and you don't know what to get them, maybe at lunchtime or maybe in the evening for dinner. And this is a really simple and cheap recipe, because, you know, nobody wants to spend a fortune when you're cooking for a large number of people, and particularly if you've got a family. For this, you need smoked mackerel, you need cream cheese, you need melted butter, tomato puree, and a little lemon juice. So that's not too much for anybody to get. It means that with so few ingredients, it's really simple. It's not something that I would be doing on Super Chef, because it's not that kind of recipe. It's a very wholesome, easy to cook and fun to cook recipe. What you need are two whole smoked mackerel. That's four fillets skinned. Be careful of that. Don't get the fillets mixed up with the number of fish you need. You need two whole fish, which is the same as four fillets, and they must be smoked, and you must take the skin off them. And when you've taken the skin off, you can eat them yourself if you happen to be one of those strange people who likes smoked mackerel skin, or you can give it as a treat to your cats and your dogs. You need a half tub of cream cheese. And it can be the expensive type or just cheap sort of generic cream cheese that you can get in a lot of the supermarkets now. It also can be either full fat or half fat. So if you happen to feel that your girth is getting a bit too much and you want a nice tasty dish, it won't have quite as many calories, use the half fat. I've tried both and I don't notice any difference in the taste. You need a half tablespoon of melted butter. Now, I've tried low-fat spread with this and that really doesn't matter. So I'm sorry, you won't get away with the low-fat spread if you are on a diet. You really have to have the melted butter, a tablespoon of it. And then two tablespoons of tomato puree and a little lemon juice. And you only need one implement for this. I'm sure you have one at home, but if you haven't, you should go out and buy one or borrow one. But a little electric food mixer, because all of this, the chunks of smoked mackerel have to be mashed, and you put them into the processor all together at one time, and then when it's all mixed together into a sort of a smooth paste, you take it out the container and you put it into the fridge into a bowl so that the butter solidifies and the whole thing cools down. It needs to cool because it'll have been in the mixer getting a bit hot, but also the butter has to solidify and bind the mixture together. And then you take it out and serve it. You think of pate being served with toast, but I don't think this goes terribly well with toast. It goes perfectly well with some French bread, just a white French baguette. I know many of you like the very flavoured breads and all the seeds that are supposed to be superfoods and so good for us and make us live forever. But instead, just use the ordinary French bread, cut it into slices and put dollops of the pâté on top of it. You could serve it at a dinner table in a big rustic bowl, and you've probably got lots of rustic bowls that you could use. And if you don't, you can go into a charity shop and get one, or put it in small ramekin dishes or glasses. Glasses are lovely. Glasses that you don't use very much. Small little glasses like sherry glasses or wine glasses that maybe you don't have a full set of, and they're sort of tucked away, never being used. Put the pâté into that and serve it. And it's absolutely gorgeous for lunch or for a starter with dinner. Thank you for listening and for letting me share You Can Cook Too with you. You can indeed cook too.